This summer, saddle up with the only sportsbook where you can bet on horse racing, FanDuel. Right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $500. Just download the app or go to FanDuel.com/horses to score your no-sweat bet up to $500. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Offer valid on first real money wager of $5 or more. Verified FD racing account required. Bonus issued in non-withdrawable racing site credit that expires 7 days after issuance. Max refund $500. Restrictions apply. See terms at racing.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Near Cleveland yesterday, a procession of police vehicles from several agencies accompanied the hearse carrying the body of slain officer Jacob Durbin as it drove by the Euclid Police Department, where a memorial display of flowers and messages is growing. ONN's Lena Lai has more.
There is just a tremendous outpouring of sympathy for the Euclid Police Department and his father, who is a current Euclid police officer on the K-9 unit. In fact, he recruited his son to the department. 23-year-old Jacob Durbin was killed in the line of duty in an ambush-style attack on Saturday night. That triggered an all-out manhunt for his killer that ended in Shaker Heights with a SWAT standoff and the suspect dead. According to police, the suspect exchanged gunfire and the suspect was heavily armed.
Durbin's funeral will be Saturday in Parma. The shooting death of Officer Jacob Durbin triggered a blue alert while the suspect was still on the run. ONN's Angela Ann in Columbus explains what that means.
You may have noticed traffic signs on major highways alerting drivers to this. Attorney General Dave Yost said that the Ohio Blue Alert is a notification system that is intended to enlist public assistance in the event of a law enforcement officer being critically injured or killed or missing, and the suspects are still at large. To meet the criteria for a blue alert, a local police agency must confirm an officer has been seriously injured or killed, and the suspect has not yet been found.
The identity of the man who fired shots at an Amazon building west of Columbus and then fled has been released. Here's ONN's Yolanda Harris.
Franklin County Coroner's Office says Hamza Yusuf Ali died in a shootout with police in Columbus. An officer was shot in the exchange as well. And the local police union says that his vest saved his life. It's still not clear on a motive for that incident.
An Ohio man has been charged with making and distributing animal abuse videos. ONN's Tracy Townsend reports.
The U.S. Attorney's Office reports that 42-year-old Ronald Bedra of Etna near Columbus has pled guilty to making and distributing animal abuse videos. Bedra and others use encrypted chat apps to pay people in Indonesia to create the videos, which featured baby and adult monkeys being tortured both physically and sexually. The so-called Animal Crush videos became the focus of a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service investigation, which, along with the FBI, led to Bedra's arrest. A plea agreement has been reached, but details are not yet available.
Northeast of Toledo, a U.S. postal worker is under investigation for racing with another driver. ONN's Melissa Andrews has the story.
The worker was pulled over last month in Washington Township going 40 miles per hour over the speed limit. The police report states the driver was racing the driver of a Mustang on US 20 going 100 in a 60 mile per hour zone. She said she wasn't paying attention when she was pulled over and cited. We reached out to USPS, which confirmed she is an employee and the situation is under investigation.
Higher class sizes are expected this fall at Akron Public Schools as the district announced budget cuts for the coming school year. ONN's Kiara Cotton has details.
In order to rectify the budget, the district says it's going to have to eliminate 285 temporary and vacant positions. Now, more than 100 of those positions will be removed through retirements and resignations, but the remaining cuts include dozens of teachers, substitute tutors, administrators, and custodians. So how did the district get here? The fiscal plan says declining enrollment, staffing increases, increased operational costs, and labor expenditures led to an unsustainable spending model. The current plan is set to eliminate 66 teaching positions.
Ohio voters approved legalizing recreational marijuana more than 6 months ago. Since then, there has been no forward movement until now. ONN's Russ Mitchell in Cleveland explains.
Recreational marijuana could be available for sale in Ohio soon. This could happen as early as mid-June next month. After new licensing rules for dispensaries cleared a key legislative hurdle in Columbus, adult use sales have been in question in Ohio since December when a statute approved by voters went into effect, but there was nowhere to legally buy the marijuana.
And upgrades are coming to the Ohio State Fairgrounds. More from ONN's Andrew Kinsey in Columbus.
The Ohio State Fairgrounds undergoing renovation. Governor Mike DeWine broke ground on two new buildings there. The Ohio Showcase Building will soon feature a food hall and a space to tell the story of Ohio's people and innovation. The new agriculture building will house the Taste of Ohio Cafe and other exhibits inside. The buildings won't be ready for this year's fair, which will run from July 24th until August 4th.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WKYC in Cleveland, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.